Under the proposed bill, broadcasters would have to devote at least 2 hours a week during campaigns to candidate debates, interviews, and town hall meetings. And candidates could get vouchers to buy campaign ads. Those vouchers would be funded by fees assessed on broadcasters. The general manager of WISC-TV, the CBS affiliate in Madison, says broadcasters across the country will lobby against the bill. David Sank says mandating free airtime will simply shift the cost of running campaigns from contributors to broadcasters.
It economically places an unwarranted burden on the broadcast industry. If government control intervening in programming content and dictating what should or shouldn't be on the air, and many of the provisions that come along with these kinds of attempts are in violation of First Amendment rights.
But Feingold says his bill would allow candidates to leverage grassroots funding without becoming beholden to wealthy special interest groups. Mike McCabe of the campaign finance watchdog group, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, agrees.
Candidates would no longer be in a position of having to sell their souls to special interests to get enough money to communicate with voters. They would be given the opportunity to get their message out to voters without compromising themselves, having to raise so much money from groups that have a stake in public policy decisions they make.
McCabe also says the Feingold plan would open up the political debate to more points of view because it would allow minor candidates who now can't afford to buy airtime the chance to get their views out to the voters. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.